You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Things over to Bob to give you some information on stadium development stuff. I thought this was a good text from the 816. I'm just curious, would Travis be curious or interesting if he was wearing black and silver? Just curious for the third time. I think that's a good text, and I responded. I think the answer is no, because where I think the personality has always been there with Travis Kelce, winning creates so much notoriety.
No doubt.
Yeah. And you know, if they don't win, you don't get the jabroni speech. If they don't win, you don't get the fight for your right. If they don't win, you don't get the Viva Las Vegas. And, you know, maybe the podcast is interesting because, you know, you'd have one Super Bowl combined between the two brothers. So I think it's a well-asked question. And to give it the best answer I can give it is that, no, I don't think that he would be, because I don't think he would win anything in Vegas or in Oakland. Whereas in Kansas City, he has won with this dynasty. And because of that, it has created such a bigger clout, because like if anything is successful, you're out there more often. There's more people that are interested. They want to be a part of it. Then they can exploit your personality. Saturday Night Live comes into the picture. ESPYs come into the picture. And then you date the biggest pop star in the world. Even if he was dating her in Oakland, there would still be some interest levels in there. But it would not be to the level that it is today.
No, I think in Kansas City and parts elsewhere, we probably would roll our eyes a little bit more. You know, if it's not our guy, if he's a Raider, we wouldn't like it. But it doesn't mean he isn't interesting. There are some interesting guys that play for other teams. Marshawn Lynch was a very interesting guy. He never played here in Kansas City.
But also won.
Yeah, won championships, but a very interesting guy. Like, I could sit and talk to Marshawn Lynch forever and a day.
To be fair, he wasn't interesting in Buffalo.
No.
And then the beast mode run happened, and then they win the Super Bowl.
And then all the Skittles like, thing happened, and then hilarious. He didn't get the ball in the Super Bowl.
I'm just here so I don't get fined.
Right, yeah. You know? But became interesting, allowed his kind of personality to show. And that's kind of where I am with athletes every once in a while. It's like, let your personality really show. Don't say you're showing your personality and then give me a bunch of cliches. Let your personality really show and show me who you are. And I think Travis Kelce has done that. And I think he's the type of guy, too, like, if you're a guy, you want to be Travis Kelce. And if you're a girl, you want to date Travis Kelce, right? I mean, that's just kind of the way that it is with him right now. If you're a guy, you know, for my entire life, it was, if I could trade my life with anybody, it would have been Derek Jeter.
James Bond.
James Bond would have been a good one. Tom Brady would have been an acceptable answer to that question. Joe Montana. I think Travis Kelce's probably an answer for a lot of people today. And I would say overwhelmingly, if you ask sports fans as guys who they would like to trade their life with for a day, I got to think Travis Kelce would be the leader in the clubhouse no matter where you were taking this poll. So some stadium stuff to get to. Over the weekend, a lot of I's and T's were dotted and crossed between the Royals and Occidental, who owns the Sprint campus. And I was told last night we shouldn't be getting an announcement soon. So that's kind of where we are with the stadium stuff when it comes to the Royals. The Chiefs kind of still laying in the weeds a little bit, kind of getting their stuff together. And not much of an update to report on the Kansas City Chiefs. But it looks like the Royals are moving forward with 119th and all, as we've been telling you for what? since October of last year, that's probably where they're going to end up. It's seemingly moving closer and closer to that point in time that the Royals and Occidental, who own Spring Campus, dotted I's and crossed T's. And, you know, there's some planning board meetings, I guess, that took place last night as well in Johnson County where some stuff may have been done. I haven't been able to 100% confirm that yet on my own, but you're hearing reports of some stuff like that. But it looks like we're moving in the right direction. And I think everybody's kind of local nightmare is semi coming to an end, Dusty, because we're probably going to have a resolution on the Royals sooner rather than later. And then we wait for the Chiefs. Right? And then the national nightmare continues and the local nightmare continues on the stadium front when we talk about the Chiefs and where they're going to end up, because they're not going to announce on the same day. They're going to try to distance themselves as much from each other so they can each enjoy their own announcement of what they want to do and, you know, not have to share the spotlight. But I don't know how close the Chiefs truly are to making their decision, but I can tell you, I believe the Royals are very close to finalizing this thing over at 119th and Knoll. So I think that's the direction that they're going right now.
Before Halloween, we'll have an announcement?
For the Royals?
Yes.
Yeah.
Before September.
Yes, I think so. I do. Weeks. Yeah, I think by the end of the month we'll have a decision on the road. Soon was the quote that I was given yesterday. We'll have information we can report soon.
Nothing more vague than that.
Than soon, right? I mean, it's like I
want to hang out. Maybe.
But I was reading a Schefter. but the I's and T's were dotted and crossed that needed to be crossed to kind of move this thing forward with Occidental and for the Royals to be able to kind of officially take over that property or the people associated with the Royals, as the press release read that day, you know, can officially take over that property. But you know, that's kind of where the situation stands right now. But I think, you know, I talk to people a lot about the stadium stuff, obviously, because people want to talk about it, but they also want resolution on it too. You know, everybody just is ready to say, when are we going to get the answers? Because that's what we want. You know, we don't want to wait for anything. But you mentioned the soon, right? And you're right about that. What does soon mean? Soon for me means yesterday. Soon for you may mean 3 weeks. You know, everybody has their own definition of what soon is, but I did see one about a Schefter tweet this morning where he was using one of those kind of buzzwords as well, and I kind of rolled my eyes at it. And I go, you're saying soon, maybe, you know, you really don't know the answer to when this guy's going to be back for an injury, but that's like anything. I mean, people have these plans that they want to do, and sometimes the best laid plans do not get developed and do not get, you know, rolled out in a timely fashion. And, you know, the old saying is good things come to those who wait. And when you're dealing with, you know, more money than we'll ever deal with in our lives, a lot of legal things and a lot of stuff like that you got to get through, and lawyers and all that kind of stuff. So there was a lot to get through, a lot still to get through, I think. But I think we're moving in that right direction where I think sooner rather than later, we're probably going to know about the Royals. I can't give you an opportunity to find out about the Chiefs yet, because I just can't get that and just don't know. No, not even getting a soon from the Chiefs. I do think we'd know the Chiefs by the end of the year, obviously. Maybe sooner than that, but maybe the bye week for the Chiefs. I don't know. I'm, again, speaking out loud of when I think things can happen and when things can move, but you deal with governments and you know how fast they move.
Right. Speaking of soon, Hollywood Brown should return soon. The injury is shaping up better than hopefully we can imagine, because I know that for the first couple of weeks in training camp, he's been out, ankle injury. But again, we know that we've tried to, at least Mac has done a pretty good job at this, is trying to debunk the fact that Hollywood Brown is always hurt. Mac, he is not helping our case in this situation right now, because Beakley had told you he's missed 19 games in the last 2 years.
15 coming last year, right.
Which is, you know, scary, because when did he get hurt last year? First play of the year in a preseason game. Mm-hmm. The ankle injury now. You guys, open forum, I was kind of giving you some topics yesterday as well, as I was watching Colin talk about Aaron Rodgers not playing in the preseason. He says, I don't need to see him play, right? Unless his full offensive line's there, I don't need to see Aaron.
I disagree with that, though.
Right.
Yeah, I do too.
And so I guess the same thing could be said about Hollywood Brown.
Yeah.
Not the quarterback, not playing the most important position, right? Like, if Mahomes had like a little aggravated ankle, you'd be like, I don't need to see Mahomes at all. Like, do you need to see Mahomes in the preseason?
No.
Nope.
Right.
The only reason I need to see Aaron Rodgers, new team. And he wasn't there for anything. Literally showed up at training camp. Right.
New team, new coordinators, new wide receivers.
Thing, right? It's just all new. And so from that standpoint, if he was still with the Packers, the hell with it.
The side of the argument that you could be had with that is that it's not really that much different of a system. Like, he's been around the league long enough. Hell, he's at 42. He knows football in itself everything is pretty similar. It's just like there's a few wrinkles. He's learning that in training camp and all that sort of, you know, hoopla that's around that. So technically, like, knowing the gimmicks of the game and getting your timing down, you're going to get more of that, I think, established when you're at your own team facility. Now, I know the in-game thing, but he doesn't need to know the in-game speed, right?
Let's see what he does in the early part of the season, Mac. Keep an eye on and see where he is at the early part of the season, because based on what we've seen since this new preseason format has come in, everybody starts slow.
Yep.
Everybody is starting slow, right? And then by October, we're kind of into the swing of things. I'm not advocating for more preseason exhibition games because those stink, but I'm just interested to see how Aaron Rodgers starts. This is a very interesting case study to me. I think it's different. Like, everything is not black and white. There's always turnoffs and things like that. I'm not a huge play in the preseason guy, but you're a brand new quarterback that missed all of the offseason stuff with your team. Right. I don't know. I feel like couple of snaps in a game may be beneficial. But again, what do I know?
Yeah, I'd like to see one deep ball to DK Metcalf or something before the regular season starts. Let's just see it once. Maybe it's not a completion. Maybe it's close, 50-50. I just want to see him on the field. Plus, he's 40. Like, don't you want to go out there once, kind of get hit or something?
Well, maybe you don't. Maybe you only have a certain amount of hits left, like Hollywood Brown. Like, I don't need to see Hollywood Brown in the preseason
at
all.
Which is, in a roundabout way, we're trying to get. Binkley already stat-corrected me. 24 games missed since 2021.
Okay.
So, again, like, we could say that he's not always hurt, that it's a fake narrative, but kind of. It looms, right? Mm-hmm. It's more games than you would like to see in the last 4 years of NFL that you've missed 24 games. But like you just mentioned, do you need to see Hollywood Brown in preseason?
I don't right now. I started
and
watching.
Is it because of the injuries?
Well,
or is it because he's a veteran and like he knows his role? He's been here for a year and a half now. He understands the offense. He knows where he's got to be. He's been in training camp. If he can just practice, that's fine. But, you know, is it because of the injuries or because of the veteran status?
It's a combination of both, more leaning towards the injury for me. I started watching the ESPN documentary on the Chiefs, the Kingdom documentary.
How many episodes you get done?
I got one. Oh, I didn't have much time yesterday.
Had to take out the trash.
No, I had meetings and things I had to go to. More important.
Great,
I didn't take it out.
Good. For you.
Stand your ground.
It was taken out.
Brutal.
I don't know who took it out, and if it was my wife, I'm very disappointed in her for taking
extra
it
trash
out.
On the floor.
Yeah, on the floor in front of the garbage can. You know, it's in like a little pantry thing, and then instead of taking it out, they put it there. I guarantee it's my kids' friends because they come over and they take over the basement. I mean, I got home yesterday and there was an entire styrofoam takeout container that one of my daughter's friend's fathers brought over late at night because their daughter was hungry, full of chicken tenders that she didn't eat that were just sitting there on the counter all night. Like, what a waste of tenders.
You better tell Aspen to look for mice.
I mean, what a waste. Down in the basement, man, we got this couch. We had to have it steam cleaned already. They're fine. I mean, it's like, well, we got it from a friend who had a cat, so we needed to get the dander out of it and whatnot.
Well, but
the chair is down there. But that's nowhere near the situation with the couch.
Oh, okay, good.
But my wife was already picking up the couch. I was already crushed fruit snacks. Like, kids are slobs. They really are. Slovenly lazy. That's what they are. That's why school can't start fast enough. Slovenly lazy. There is nothing worse than being a slob and being a lazy. And that's what these kids are. Everybody knows it. Everybody's ready for them to go back to school and be slovenly lazy somewhere else.
Making it real easy to stay single and unkid.
I wouldn't trade it for the world, but I mean, the facts are the facts here. I mean, like, the garbage was flowing over, and instead of taking it out, which is literally, if it's five steps, that's an exaggeration of length because it's just right there at the garage. No, let's set another bag of garbage in front of the garbage.
Protruding with Sonic.
At least they didn't put it on top of the garbage can.
That's true.
So I would have to move it to put the garbage in because I stood my ground. It ain't going out until you take it out.
Be hilarious if there was like a family group chat and just says, I think the trash is full.
I did. I just sent the picture. I'll tell you exactly what I sent.
One of the kids just leaves a sticky note. I think the trash needs taken out.
Oh, if there was a sticky note on there last night, yes.
Bob wouldn't have been here this morning. But no, I don't think we necessarily need to see Hollywood Brown in the preseason.
Oh, my wife just pre-ordered the album.
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, heck yes.
I'm sure.
Good.
Oh, yeah. Why wouldn't you? Join the list.
I just put a picture of it. I said, not acceptable. And my wife responds, get a clue, you two. My daughter then responds, can I have my $50?
Yes.
Yes. That's awesome.
Stand your ground.
Yeah, there's no $50.
Yeah, what?
No! Yeah. Take out the trash!
Your 50 bucks is underneath the trash can. It wasn't there. Did you see the trash out? Sure did.
Yeah. So Hollywood Brown.
Yeah. No. But it sounds like...
Speaking of taking out the trash, so Hollywood Brown.
Yeah, because Andy Reid spoke yesterday and said not too far off.
Yeah.
Is what the... So it's a positive update, I guess, but
yeah.
I don't expect to see, what is he, number five? Mm-hmm. I don't expect to see him out there at all, especially at 9 o'clock in Seattle.
Oh, so anyway, so the Kingdom thing on ESPN debuts on Thursday. So I watched the first episode yesterday, got the link sent to me. I sent it to you guys. Watch it, enjoy it. So the first episode, whole thing about Hollywood Brown's injury at the beginning of last season. And so that kind of spurred it even more for me. They were talking to the trainers and all this stuff. And like the first play got hurt. And I'm like, what good is going to come from? I know he sound like a hypocrite with the Aaron Rodgers stuff. You're the quarterback, new team. You missed all of training camp or all of OTAs and all that kind of stuff. Wouldn't hurt to get out there and play in a game or a couple of series. Hollywood Brown, though, I just don't know what we're gaining by having Hollywood Brown out there on the field. I think there is more to lose by playing Hollywood Brown in the preseason than there is to gain from that standpoint. And that's just my take on it. Again, it's not black and white. Everything has a different road that you can take, and every player is different. I just feel like with Hollywood Brown, if they get this guy healthy where they feel he can be ready to go for the first NFL game of the season on that Friday in Brazil, then we just need to we just need to accept that, right? And just say, okay, fine, just be ready for the regular season.
Just wait. Exactly. And he played on this team last year. Not only was he on the team, so he knows the offensive system and the plays and all that, but he played.
Yeah.
He played the last few games of the regular season. He played in the playoffs, and he actually looked really good. Like, I remember saying to you guys, I think him and Mahomes, like, have a connection. They had a chemistry pretty much right off the bat. So, yeah, for those reasons alone, you add that context to it. Yeah, I'm totally good. September 5th, let's go.
Yeah, what do we need to see him for? Like, what are you going to take away from Hollywood Brown on Friday night at 9 o'clock in Seattle?
Yeah,
boy, he looks ready.
Exactly. That's, look at him. Holy cow.
Yeah, because the other side of it is like, there's Hollywood Brown, and he gets tackled, wrapped up. Oh, he's limping off the field. And you're going to have him and Rashee Rice both out in the first week.
And you can't afford that. That's another good point, too, with the Rashee Rice looming suspension. You don't want Hollywood Brown hurt, too.
Mahomes was with the Queen, Kay Adams, yesterday. She was in St. Joe at Chiefs camp, interviewing Mahomes, Chris Jones, Andy Reid also. Mahomes had this bomb to drop.
No, it's been a lot of fun out here in St. Joe's. You know, it's competition. I mean, we've been getting after it, offense and defense. Special teams are doing a great job. I think guys are hungry, that breeds excellence. And I think that all that competition that we're doing every single day is doing that.
Do you think this is the best team you've had with the Chiefs?
I think we have a chance to be. I always think we have the talent. We have the talent to be the best team that we have, but you got to go out there and prove it. And until we prove it, I'm not going to say we're the best. But if we go out there and win that Super Bowl, then we can say we're the best one.
I don't have an argument really with that. I mean, we're finally set on the left side of the offensive line. What did we see yesterday? Matt McMullen was on with Ari Meyeroff saying that every Super Bowl there's been a different left tackle for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Five Super Bowls, five different left tackles.
Right. I think this defense is probably as good or better than any other defense that we've seen, especially with the potential new additions with Norman Lear and Ashton Gelati and whatnot up front and strengthening, the defensive line and Trent McDuffie being another year older and Bolton being another year older and Chris Jones being the veteran that he is, kicker. We got the best in the game, best head coach, best quarterback, possessed running backs this year. I'm just kind of going through wide receivers like it very well could be if they go and win the Super Bowl. I think there will be a debate between this team and probably that 2019 team, the first Super Bowl winning team down in Miami against San Francisco. I think you can make the case maybe for that one. I know people will say the Tampa Bay team where they lost in that Super Bowl could be considered the best. You didn't win the Super Bowl. I think you're out of the conversation. That's just my part on that one. But this one, I think, you go player for player, spot for spot on this roster. The wide receivers room is better than 2019. The offensive line potentially could be better than the 2019 team. The defense may be better than the 2019 team, and that was the turnover on defense. So, yeah, I think you can make the case if they win the Super Bowl, this could potentially be the best team, especially if they win, again, this vaunted division that we're seeing this year.
Yeah, I think it can be, but my number one worry is will we see this team on the field all together at the same time? I mean, you're going to get a suspension from Rashee Rice, so there's 4 to 6 games without the whole team together.
Yeah.
Health is always going to be a concern. Are they all going to stay together on the same field? Like, it's just, I would love to see what this team can be like all on the same field at the same time. And I just, I question that. And that's just where I come from, being honest. Like, yes, on paper, everybody healthy, you know, the Madden season has started, you turn injuries off in the preseason so that nobody gets hurt. But to go into this season and look at, yes, Rashee Rice, Hollywood Brown, Xavier Worthy, you know, veteran and Juju Smith-Schuster, Travis Kelce, Chris Jones, Harrison Butker, all the guys you name. Yes, they absolutely. But to me, my question is when or if we see this entire unit on the field at the same time.
Yeah.
And that goes back to the Hollywood Brown conversation. Yeah. Like, that's why I don't need to see him in preseason.
Yeah, you're right about that, because somebody could get injured in the time Rashee Rice is suspended and then we never see all these guys. But why do we have to decide this now, right? Like, right. You just don't know how the season is going to go. We want the end result before we take the journey with everything in life. And it's gotten to the point of, you know, being, you know, it's something that we all do now. And it's gotten worse over the years too. You used to be able to enjoy the journey, right? They enjoy the journey, enjoy the ride. Now we don't want to enjoy the ride. We don't even want to take the ride. We just want the answers to the test at the end, and we want to know what everything is going to be at the end instead of enjoying what's going to, you know, go happen over these next couple of months. Because I think if you're worried about the end result again as a fan, you're going to miss this entire year. And I think this is going to be a special year, both from an offensive standpoint, but also from the Travis Patrick relationship as well that we're going to see in the final year most likely. So I think for my opinion, I'm not ready to race this season to the finish line and get to the playoffs. I want to enjoy watching what takes place during the regular season and see how it all kind of forms this storyline that we're all along the ride for. And so if we get to the end of the season, they win the division, they end up winning the Super Bowl, I think then we can have that conversation. Is this the best team of the dynasty? And I hope we are, because it's going to give a lot of sports writers a lot of poop burgers to eat, man. I'm going to tell you, they win that Super Bowl, and we're debating whether or not this is the best team of the dynasty. All these asshats that predicted this team to fall off at the beginning of the year are going to be eating a lot of humble pie. Just like the people who dated 119th and Null.
If they win it this year, they'll be arguing, forget best team of all time. You know, this will be the best dynasty maybe of all time if they win this year.
Yeah, because it's still the dynasty.
The other key factor of why it could be the best team / best dynasty, best team of all time, not just in Kansas City, but also in the NFL, is because, you know, we always give the knock on New England was they cheated or whatever with Deflategate, Spygate. But also their division was weak.
Mm-hmm.
And Mahomes wasn't shy talking about the division of this year.
It's never easy. You know, our division's always been tough. No. We've just done a good job of being able to win it. But we always feel like our division is tough, and that's where we start. And so, obviously, a lot of young, really good quarterbacks. You had Geno Smith to the pitcher as well, another great quarterback. And then to go with the coaches that we're going up against, I mean, some legendary Hall of Fame coaches. But we believe we have the best coach, and we believe if we take care of business and handle things the right way, we can find a way to win the division. And I believe if we win our division, we'll be in line to go out there and get that home playoff game and be able to play playoffs at Arrowhead and find a way to get to San Francisco in the Super Bowl.
I mean, he had the opportunity to say we have the best coach and best quarterback and didn't.
Mm, yeah, he's not going to do that.
Humble Pat, baby.
Not going to do that.
Humble Pat. He knows. He's polished. Yep. He's been polished since he walked into Arrowhead.
We have the best coach and quarterback. How awesome would it be if he would have said that, though? I mean, just tell the truth of what it is.
Come on.
I agree with him on the coaching side of things. This division is loaded with coaches, with Super Bowl winning coaches, right?
Oh, yeah. Maybe best ever, yeah.
I mean, find me a grouping of coaches in a division that's been stronger and had more accolades than these four.
Well,
right?
To think about, like, who had the most praise coming into this division outside of Andy Reid, it was 100% Harbaugh. He's the fourth,
and
like,
he's the
most
fourth
successful
best
coach in this division.
Yep.
And when he got hired, it was like, oh, everything's going to change. We're going to see a whole new thing. And then Sean Payton's turned Denver around completely from being absolutely bankrupt and hooked on Russell Wilson to getting Bo Nix, getting to the playoffs, and building a defense.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the Raiders, who are like, you know what? Enough of being the laughing stock. We're going to get Geno Smith. We're going to get Pete Carroll. We're going to turn this thing around. We're going to do what they did with Alex Smith and Andy Reid in 2013. And then you have the Chargers,
right,
who are absolutely banged up and injured just another year, same team. But
same song with them, man.
But
it
it's
really
crazy
is,
because the hype that Harbaugh got coming into the NFL was like, oh, my God. Like, he overshadowed Sean Payton. And now Sean Payton's been in the playoffs and all of a sudden leaped up. And then Pete Carroll comes to the Raiders, leaps above Harbaugh. And I mean, nobody's touching Andy Reid in the current modern day of the NFL.
Unless you win 10 Super Bowls in a row or something like that, which ain't happening. But no, you're right about that. Harbaugh is the fourth coach in this division when a year ago he was probably looked at as the second best coach in this division. So from a coaching standpoint, but come on, Patrick, everybody, this division has been total ass until now.
Come on, stop.
But I think you look at like what this team would accomplish.
You notice he didn't say no cap.
if they do win a Super Bowl, which is a huge if, they would have four Super Bowls. They would have then won their division for a 10th consecutive year, right? And then it would have been the toughest division that they faced in their entire...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Higher tenured in this AFC dynasty run of a decade that they have won the division ten straight times mm-hmm. in a row. So yes, there is truth to that being the best team ever because of other sort of dominoes that would fall to make that case valid and sound.
Yeah, you can absolutely 100% make that case. It doesn't have to be record wise. Just the eye test. What happens at the end? You win the division. You win the Super Bowl. Who's going to tell you you're not the best team right now this era?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.